Well, we've been trying to give you updates coming out of Libya all morning long, but obviously the news is changing as these minutes pass. We do have reports that there are hundreds lying dead on the streets of Tripoli, the capital of Libya, and protests are continuing. We've heard many reports that are very hard to confirm that forces loyal to Colonel Gaddafi have shot freely in the streets, and some that planes have dropped small bombs on protesters in the capital. Some in Libya have gone so far as to call this the beginning of a genocide. Here's Ibrahim Debashi, the Libyan deputy representative to the United Nations, or he was before he resigned. He spoke on Al Jazeera yesterday.
Well, what's going in Libya is a real genocide against the Libyan people. The Colonel Gaddafi is shooting his own people.
But early Monday morning, Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, denied those claims on state television.
The day before yesterday, I heard that more than 250 people were killed and more than 180 injuries. This was unimaginable exaggeration.
We're joined now by Mona Rishmalwi. She's the chief of the Rule of Law Branch in the Office of the United Nations High Commission for Human Rights. Mona, good morning. We just spoke with Marie Colvin, who's the foreign affairs correspondent for the British Sunday Times, and she's interviewed Gaddafi several times. I asked her whether or not there was any international body like the United Nations, like the Arab League, any country at this point that could step in and have influence on Gaddafi. She said absolutely not. There's nothing the UN could do that would change his policies or his violence toward his people. What's your response to that?
Well, I think what is very important right now is to find ways to stop the killings on the street. It's very, very important. We are extremely concerned about the reported use of machine guns, snipers, military planes, and demonstrators. And I do not accept that this cannot be stopped. I think it can be stopped. It must be stopped because innocent people are dying, demonstrators who are just expressing their views. They want to say in how they are living, they are dying. And I think that's really very, very important. What we learned throughout history, modern history, is that there is no impunity for such crimes. Those who are committing attacks against civilians, at the end of the day, will face justice. And I think Colonel Gaddafi should think of that. Well, this is the time to stop.
But Mona, just tell me how specifically people might, or countries, leaders might go about stopping them. I mean, actually sending in troops.
Well, I think Colonel Gaddafi himself can stop it right now. He can order his troops to back up. He can stop the attacks on the civilians immediately. That's extremely important. I think the international community must unite in their call for these attacks to stop. What we are hearing, what we are seeing in front of our eyes, the events that are unfolding minute by minute are too serious. I think it's very important that the international community unite at this stage and to tell Colonel Gaddafi and the people around him to stop it right now.
Well, Mona, Human Rights Watch at this point is reporting that they have nearly 300 confirmed deaths. They say the toll is probably much, much higher. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said that Gaddafi is violating international humanitarian law. Would you agree with that?
Well, what we are seeing right now is that there are very credible reported allegations of the use of indiscriminate force against civilians. I must say that widespread and systematic attacks against the civilian population may amount to crimes against humanity. So we are very worried that international crimes may have been committed actually in Libya right now. We are extremely concerned about that. Our High Commissioner, Mrs. Navi Pillay, asked for an independent call for an independent and international inquiry about what is going on. But before we go into this step, what is important for us is that the killings must stop.
Mona, I know you don't speak for the entire United Nations, but if you're calling for other nations of the world to unite and get Libya to stop, let's get specific. What does that mean? Countries like Britain, other countries in Europe, increasingly the United States, to refuse to do business with Libya? I mean, Muammar Gaddafi has shown a complete disregard for the opinions of the international community. He might answer to money if we cut off his money. Is that what we have to do?
You just reported that the Security Council is meeting. I think.
Well, they're meeting, but we've had other people say that they're useless.
Well, I think there is a responsibility on all states in the world to actually, at this stage, to really find a way to exercise their influence over the what is happening in Libya. Lots of people have influence over what is happening in Libya through commercial commercial work, through actually diplomatic relations. You mentioned at one stage, you mentioned just now, you mentioned about the weapons, and it's very important. Weapons that are used indiscriminately against the civilian population is really serious. There is a huge question mark about how these, about the legality of these kind of trade. So I would say at this stage, lots of countries have tools at their disposal, and they should use their tools to stop the killings that are taking place in Libya today.
Well,
it's very, very, very concerning.
Mona Rishmalwi of the United Nations High Commission on Human Rights, can I just test for you how urgent this problem you think it is? I mean, if you're putting a call out for anyone who has influence with Gaddafi to speak up, it would seem to me that in order to avoid further killings, that they would need to speak up now.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the High Commissioner is very clear about that. She's basically saying that the international community must unite in the condemnation of these acts, and the acts must stop, which means it's really that we have to do it this minute. Every life that goes right now is just too many lives we can spare lives. People don't have to die for this.
Mona Rishmalwi is chief of the Rule of Law Branch in the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. She joined us from Switzerland. Thank you so much, Mona.
Thanks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.